Well, Paul, you now have a man in charge of doing paperwork and all the legal stuff, and he knows not to poke around. What next?
I think I need to get in touch with the carryout squad. I'll call up Danny and his buddies and invite them out to dinner.
All right. By this time, Larry and Elvis, you guys are both back from your meeting with McDonald. Was there anything that you'd like to do?
I'll have Snakeman contact McDonald's people and start looking at this cog thing. See if we can get involved with it ASAP.
And I go home to Mom to vent about my job.
Your mom has dinner ready for you when you get home. You settle in and start ranting about your work.
And you know, I got into this to make the world a better place, Mom. But is brainwashing criminals really making the world a better place?
Your mom says, oh, I don't know. I guess it depends on the villain, doesn't it? Some people don't have any good thoughts in their head.
But it's an ethical line, Mom. The ethics!
The way I see it is, if these guys have done something to get themselves locked up in Luna Island, then maybe it's better if they're on the front line defending us from people like them instead of you. I mean, if somebody has to get hurt, it should be the people creating the problem.
Well, it's gotta be people like me on the front line, Mom. Otherwise, people with good morals aren't gonna be the ones leading the charge or making all the decisions.
Well, I didn't say you shouldn't be the decision maker. You'll be in charge of the criminals they use in the program, right?
Yeah.
So long as you're being ethical and giving ethical commands, then it seems like there should be ethical results, doesn't it?
I guess.
I mean, let's think about your current boss, Kimon. You know how I feel about him.
I know. And it is worse than I thought to begin with.
But he is really good at fighting and arresting people, right?
It's the only thing he's good at.
Right, and he's not good at ethical thinking or doing what's right, which is why we need people in the world like you who can do all that ethical thinking for people like him. But the problem right now is, he doesn't respect what you think, or what anyone thinks, and he wants to do whatever he wants to do. So you have this guy who'd be a great superhero, but he's just not able to think like one. And now you have a machine that can make him listen to you. So with your guidance, Kimon could wind up being a real superhero who follows real ethical standards.
Well, maybe, but I mean, it wouldn't actually be changing his mind or making him see things my way. It'd just be that he can't not do what I say.
But he doesn't respect you now, does he?
No.
And you can't change his mind or make him see the light now, can you?
No.
So if this is the only way it could happen, is it really that bad?
He'd say it is.
Right, but because fundamentally he's an evil person and he wants to stay evil.
I don't understand why Captain Momentum thought it was a good idea to bring him on and protect him from the law.
Well, I think maybe because Captain Momentum was also a good person. I think that maybe, because he was so hard to hurt, he could just keep giving people chances. Kimon couldn't give Captain Momentum a head injury, and Captain Momentum didn't need a car, so he didn't have one to steal. Since Captain Momentum had a good heart, he tried to think that other people had good hearts too. And you have a good heart, so that's why you want to think a mind control helmet might not be good for people. But I think we have to ask ourselves, if this isn't the best way to make people be good, well, what is the best way?
I guess you're right, Mom.
Besides, it's not like they're making everybody wear the helmets. They can't make them for everybody, right?
Well, they said they need a specific superhero to make them, so I don't think they can ship out too many.
So you have to do something specifically bad to wind up in this thing. And you said that Zero guy killed his wife. That seems pretty bad. Some people would say he's not getting properly punished by letting him out of prison like this.
So you think maybe he should stay in prison, then?
Well, that's the punishment that he was given, what he's supposed to get. Personally, if it were up to me, I don't think I'd let a murderer spend all his time outside of prison, even if he was under mind control. He does need to spend some time being punished.
So it's too lenient, you think?
Well, maybe not. I guess that all depends on how much work you have him do. If he spends all his time in a lab doing tests, then maybe that's not really a punishment at all. But if him being out there is the difference between you being shot or someone else's child, well, that might be enough to make it worth the cost.
Okay, Mom.
Paul, you get a dinner set up with Danny. You guys meet at a bar and grill somewhere, probably some kind of chain restaurant because they live further out of town.
All right, guys, I got some good news. Money's in the bank, for now, which means that you're soon going to be employed by a place called Pillar Realty. Your boss will be a guy named Gavin, and he knows not to poke his nose into stuff he doesn't need to know, so you don't have to tell him anything.
Danny raises his drink. All right!
Of course, we now have cash, but we don't have cash flow. That means if we start spending, it'll run out before you know it. And believe me, it's easy to overspend if you don't have someone looking over your shoulder.
Danny says, yeah, actually, speaking about spending, we were wondering, are you going to do stuff like you used to with the Demon's Legion?
The Demon's Legion did a lot of stuff. What stuff do you have in mind?
Like helping people out and stuff. When they need money? Thor's mom needs her car fixed, and I know she's not connected or anything, but we were kind
of
hoping.
Oh, yeah. I said, first of all, Thor, you're going to be getting a salary now, so try to use that to help your family with stuff. But since you don't have any free cash at the moment, you sure, we can use some of what we got to fix the car.
All right, thanks. I knew you'd be cool.
But second, as much support as I could get with that kind of philanthropy, back in the day, I relied on my wife to manage a lot of it. She was the real businesswoman. And I may have picked up a few things, but it was her who was sliding money around faster than anyone could count. I always thought she might have had some kind of superpower for it, but we could never prove it. Either way, she was making ends meet with a ton of white-collar crime and pretty sophisticated stuff. A good example is that she used to buy up debts, we'd collect on them, but then we'd be really lenient about how they got repaid from certain people. If somebody did us a service, we'd waive the whole debt.
We could do that, I think.
We can't do that, just the four of us. My wife was running an international company with full staff. It requires a ton of paperwork, and the more shady business you do, the more legit business you have to do to bury it. That or more shell companies you have to open to hide it all.
Oh, well, what do we do with all the money, then? Just more stakeouts?
Now, here's what I'm thinking. The real problem with trying to get a foothold in business or something like the Legion is you need to be making money. Now, back in the day, my wife and I shared a vision. She had the cash to make that vision materialize in some ways. However, we did a bunch of complex white-collar crime to cover the expenses and hide where the money was going. Now, all we'll have is properties that we can sell for liquidity, but there's a chance those are just going to depreciate in value because we can't afford to maintain them. Losing the money is fine because I'm not supposed to have it. I'm not supposed to be running my own businesses anymore.
How'd you get the money, then?
Danny, that is a question that we're not going to be answering.
Danny says, all right. And Anthony mumbles, that's probably his wife. And then Danny nods knowingly.
Gangs make cash by selling drugs, but if we start selling drugs and shooting people's kids over turf, we're not going to have the goodwill of the communities that we operate in. That won't be the Demon's Legion, that'd just be crime, which defeats the point of everything that we're doing.
Danny says, well, maybe we could start an official charity and take donations, help people out, but then let them know that they could give back.
Well, we could try, but charities are a business too, and that's a different kind of turf war. Granted, it's more on the down low, but that'd put us at odds with stuff like what Freeze Frame is operating. If we mess with his money, he'll start looking into us pretty seriously. Same goes for if we step on the toes of any legit business.
Okay, well, so no drugs. I think everybody here agrees with that, and all the guys nod. But we can't make money like a business either, because then we're just running a business. So what'd be the point of that?
Right, we just make money to make money to make money. The point is to bring down Mercury, get revenge for killing my friend Rudy, and make this city a better place in the process. So how do we do it? I'm thinking from the inside.
Inside what? Inside Mercury's gang?
Yeah. A long while back, Rudy convinced me that I'd be able to change this city from the inside. And what I discovered was that the system was huge, and too many people were happy with all the problems that were there. They'd learn to live in the problems, to thrive in the problems. You'd ask to fix anything, and they'd tell you the problem was you, for not learning to love the program. Now, Mercury's gang, on the other hand, they've just suffered a major bust. A bunch of their guys got arrested, an expensive robot got blown up by the military, and his buddy, Heatstroke, went down in flames. That's a system in peril. That's fallen apart. And what I learned from trying to change our system from the inside is that it's very, very hard to build something. But you'd be shocked at how easy it is to tear something down. How easy it is to pry up the floorboards. If I can get inside Mercury's gang, I think I can make myself comfortable profiting off of his dysfunction. And I can tear down the pillars that hold up his whole system, with his own guys cheering me on the whole way.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool. But I mean, like, how?
All right, get this. By tearing down a different dysfunctional organization, Unstoppable Industries.
The superhero? Wouldn't that be bad?
Unstoppable Industries is already an empty shell, Danny, at least as far as local influence. If we take the company out of the picture, Mercury's people would feel like I've done a huge service for them. When in reality, I'm the only part of the company still doing real work. And they'll be inviting me in like ants bringing poison to their queen.
But they would be suspicious of you, wouldn't they?
So here's another great part. You've seen that green guy on the news, right? The one who captured McDonald? Well, I got a lead on him, but it turns out it looks like he's an independent bit, working alone. But the guy wears a mask, so if he were to, say, disappear, someone could take his place. I could take his place.
What do you mean, disappear? Kill him?
Well, that's what we're talking about this, Danny. Yeah, I mean, I can say I'm going to send him to a farm upstate, but for this to work, there can't be two green guys running around with conflicting motives.
Okay. I mean, I guess he's a bad dude. So you kill that guy and then you pretend to be him?
Yeah, and he's already got a lot of cred as a supervillain because of the kidnapping. But trouble is, he's too hot as it is, so Mercury wouldn't touch him without good reason. Nobody likes what they call a walk-in. That is, you can't just go up to a gang and say, hey, I want to be a major part of the heart of your organization. You have to build up trust. So here's where you guys come in. A lot of the guys in Mercury's compound must have been local. You guys lived out there. Do you personally know of anyone who got busted by the feds?
The guys kind of exchange glances, and then Thor says, yeah, my friend's uncle was one of them.
All right, friend's uncle. So here's what we can do. You can offer to help pay for the guy's lawyers, help keep him out of prison for as long as we can, and maybe get him a reduced sentence. They got him pretty banged to rights, I imagine, so we can't work miracles, but we'll do what we can. In exchange, all we want is for him to contact someone in the know and set up a meeting between one of Mercury's people and the Green Man.
Thor says, yeah, okay. And then we tell him the Green Man wants what?
The Green Man wants a job and protection from Mercury's gang. Help him stay hidden, and he'll take down Unstoppable Industries.
Then he says, okay, hold on a second. I kind of want to back up. I know the Demon's Legion wasn't, like, on the straight and narrow, and you guys did some things that maybe not everyone would want to do, but we're talking about killing a guy, aren't we? The green guy?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Is that okay, though?
Morally? No. But it's very convenient. It knocks one dangerous criminal element out of the city and gives an opportunity to set up a punch on another. It'd be quick and easy just to take the guy out, or I could spend a lot of time and resources trying to haul him in the correct way. The way I'm proposing it, one solution leads into another. But in the other case, these are two separate problems that don't help each other. I'm open to other ideas, though, Danny.
Sorry, I don't have a better plan. It's just, that's heavy.
We don't have tons of time, but we can sleep on ideas if you want.
No, I mean, it makes sense. Everyone knew you didn't mess with the Demon's Legion. Here it is. It feels weird sitting here talking about it. Is that how it works? It just feels like there should be more to it.
Well, in the normal course of things, there tends to be making sure you can get away with it. Somebody handles it, you know, but in this case, that guy will be me. I'll spare you the details, but I'll be quick and quiet. Nobody will really know it happened.
Yeah, I mean...
Look, this is just to let you know that every tool is on the table, including some of the scary ones. Just because we have those tools and we know how to use them doesn't mean we have to use them.
Well, I'm not... Like, I can't think of how else that we would do it.
All right. Then in that case, the plan is the Green Man goes away and I become him. Only you guys are going to know that, though, so it's going to be pretty tricky for me to navigate. Still, as him, I can get in with Mercury, and from there, I can get inside his gang and tear it apart like a squirrel nesting in someone's car engine. Once they splinter apart, we'll feed them in little bits and pieces to the authorities. It's real simple with the whole mess of complicated in the middle.
Thor says, all right, I'll see if I can talk to my friend. Maybe help him get a lawyer, and I'll see if he can get us in touch with anyone.
All right, hit me back as soon as that's done. You guys will get your employment packages in the mail soon, and then we're going to get you health insurance and everything, so you'll be in good shape.
The guys agree, and when you depart, the tone is notably more somber and serious than usual. Everyone knows that on some level, Kimon the Slayer of Men wasn't just a nickname. It's just that somewhere in between you becoming a toy and a public figure, it doesn't always set in that you or people near you might have actually killed somebody. It used to be known and accepted, but Unstoppable Industries really did a lot to change your image from a genuine badass to a media bad boy.
Well, next thing I gotta do is get a hold of some people who aren't gonna ask too many questions about the ethics of bad behavior. I wanna call Kandok and Smith.
Okay, Lowry and Elvis, is Kandok and Smith. You guys are at your apartment.
Hey, Devin, we're out of toilet paper.
Like, what, right now?
Yeah, right now. If we're about to run out, I'd say we're about to run out. We don't have any.
No, there's gotta be some in the closet.
There's nothing in the closet, I looked.
What'd you use for toilet paper?
Paper towels.
Can you flush those?
A man is certainly entitled to the risk.
Your phone rings.
Hello?
A fine evening. Am I speaking to Kandok?
Is this Mean Green?
The very same.
Oh, well, that's good. We wanted to talk to you. Not that we're in a rush or anything, but we were promised a lot of money.
You'll be pleased to hear it's on the way. I've just now begun establishing the means to pass it along. Of course, there is always the question of how you'd like it delivered. I could offer it as a loan at rock-bottom interest rates.
A loan?
Yes, it's one way politicians provide one another with gifts. Take the loan, invest it, and then gradually pay off the loan for however long you like. The interest on the investment will exceed the interest on the loan, and though you won't be paid all at once, in the long run you will be paid. With dividends. And at a lower tax rate than had you received the wealth more directly.
All right, let me check with my partner. Hey, Francis!
What?
Mean Green's on the line. He wants to know if you want our payment as like a stock option or something.
Can he pay in toilet paper?
Do you want it as stocks or not?
If he can get it to us as stocks? I have no idea what we'd do with that much liquid cash all at once anyway. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, okay, we'll do the loan.
Wonderful. Then here's my next question. You have money, But do you have an ample flow of cash? The payment you're about to receive is a beautiful nest egg, but to spend it, it needs to be tied up in so much complication. That's true no matter how it's delivered to you. Mr. Kandok, have you ever wondered what it might be like to be a full-time supervillain?
I'll be honest with you, Mean Green. No offense to you, but the idea of robbing banks and kidnapping people while dressed up in spandex never really resonated with me.
What about controlling people? Being in charge of an organization, and choosing how and when you get paid?
I could see myself getting a little more behind that.
Then I think I may have an exciting career opportunity. All it's going to take is another big risk.
All right, look, we're not going to kidnap another billionaire. Anyone you've got your eye on has probably already beefed up security after seeing what happened to McDonald. It's a miracle we pulled it off once!
It was no miracle. I planned every step, and I'm in the planning stages of a new miracle. Mr. Kandok, are you familiar with explosives and demolitions?
Yeah. I know my way around a bit of chemistry. Why?
Could you bring down a tall corporate building?